Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Reese Colford. He is the coach for the men's underwater hockey team, which is set to compete at the 30th SEA Games this coming weekend. Good day, Reese.
Hello. Great to be speaking to you.
Great to be speaking to you as well. 3 hours delayed in time zone to have you caught up with the time difference.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit easier. We flew in last night, and so it's always a little bit easier the next morning because it feels like you've gained an extra 3 hours of sleep because you get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and it's 10 o'clock.
You've slept
Melbourne
in.
Time. Yeah, absolutely.
So
it's a bit harder. It's a bit harder in the evenings, but the mornings are good.
Which I think would be easy because most competitions happen early on, doesn't it?
Yeah, although that's one of the challenges for us because we, and for the Filipino teams, we often play our regular competition nights and club nights late in the evening after, you know, the pool's regular swimming hours have finished, and then you come into competition times and a lot of the games are programmed throughout the day, so players aren't necessarily as familiar with playing throughout the day as what they are in the evenings.
Is there a difference? Because underwater hockey is underwater.
Yeah.
I mean, would think.
there's differences obviously in the lighting, but it's more around your body clock and, you know, how you prepare yourself physically for, you know, competing either in the day or in the evening. It's just about, you know, working through your preparation and how much time that is and, you know, whether you get up and get ready for it or whether you've got an extended period of time where you might be at your job or something like that and then you transition into your competitive side of things. So it's not a huge deal, but it is something that we need to think through.
And the other changes you have to undergo or you've undergone the last year was to become the men's coach, transitioning from being a competitor to their coach, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very, very different mindset. You, as a player, you're in control, or you can actively influence the game on your own terms. So, you know, you can get down and you can swim the puck, or you can get into a good defensive position. Whereas as a coach, you're an active spectator somewhat in during the actual game time, so you can advise and you can provide some direction and those type of things, but most of the work that you've done is actually outside of the game time. It's in terms of the preparation or the coaching and the mentorship and the discussions that you've had with the players, so it's a very different mindset that you end up adopting, and it's also a little bit, I actually find coaching a lot more stressful than playing, for those reasons, in that you don't have as active control over the actual game itself, but at the same time it's very rewarding in other respects.
How do you coach or how do you monitor the competition? Are there cameras around underwater?
Yeah, so as coaches, we are allowed to be in the water. We're just not allowed to be in the court area itself. So the setup of the pool has the substitution areas are on either side of the court, and then there is a dedicated area for the coaches in the middle. So we can be in the water and we can coach from in the water. But in terms of the broader setup, there is a number of cameras installed in the pool. And that projects the action which is going on the bottom of the pool up onto a big screen for competitors, and it also is the filming mechanism so that, you know, viewers and spectators can watch. So all of the games will be streamed online and broadcast as well.
We're coming from Australia, underwater hockey isn't as popular as we say footy or tennis or soccer, isn't it?
No, it's a very much a niche sport, pretty much all around the world. So I think in Australia we've probably got probably 1,500 or 2,000 competitors across. It's played in all states, but relatively small numbers of clubs in each of the states. So when you compare that to footy or soccer, it's a very, very small and niche sport.
And in the Philippines as well, it's only becoming popular in the recent years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so they've had clubs here for a long time, but as in Australia, the numbers of participation have been relatively small in comparison to some of the more mainstream sports like football or athletics, all those type of things.
What do you think games such as the Southeast Asian Games, what opportunities does this present for underwater hockey to become more popular, as they say?
It is an amazing opportunity for underwater hockey and the athletes involved. This would be the highest level of competition that our sport has ever been involved in, because the SEA Games is an IOC-accredited competition, and so it is an amazing opportunity for the sport in general to showcase itself to a much broader audience. And, you know, given that there's such a big and vibrant population through the Southeast Asia region, it's an amazing opportunity for us to showcase the sport to a new audience.
And I suppose with players like you and coaches like you, you have to be determined and you really have to love the game, isn't it? Because it takes up a lot of your free time, because underwater hockey isn't like a professional sport that you can do in basketball or footy, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's not, you know, the financial professional opportunities are definitely not there in the sport. So it is it's definitely a sport that you do for love and for your own personal fulfillment. That said, you know, you get a lot out of the improving yourself physically and also mentally. So it is a sport, as with all sports, it's something that gives you a lot back in return, but you do end up giving up a lot of your, you know, professional leave and those type of things to pursue your love of the game, as opposed to professional athletes who are in an amazingly privileged position to be able to do the sport that they love and get paid for it. You know, that would be the dream for a lot of us, but
maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe. Probably not in the immediate future, but it's something that we're definitely working towards.
So a few days shy of the opening, how does it feel?
Incredibly excited for what's to come. Now's the time when you get to sort of rest up and think through what the approach for the tournament is going to be, because it's going to be a very intense 4 or 5 days. We've got, across the two teams that we're coaching with, there's 4 gold medals on offer for the two teams. So, very excited. You know, quite nervous as well, but that's always part of a big international tournament.
So what are chances of bringing home that gold?
I would say that, you know, there's no guarantees in sport, but I think that both the men and the women's Filipino teams have got realistically very, very good chances of gold medals in all of the divisions. I think it's going to be incredibly a tough competition, and you know, the one of the dangers is to get complacent, but I think there is absolutely realistic chances of gold medals in all of the divisions, so that's really exciting as well.
So you'll be in Manila for the next 2 weeks. Do you have a list of food to eat or places to go, or
we're out at Vermosa, where is the is where the venue is. So we're a little bit out of sort of central metro Manila. So I'll be really interested to get around. And the other times that we've been over here, we have spent a little bit of time out there, but we've spent the majority of our time in sort of central metro Manila. So it'll be great to get out and explore a little bit more.
Country Manila?
outside of the centre of town.
So it'll be like you from Melbourne going to country Victoria, I guess.
Yeah, heading down to Geelong or somewhere like that.
All right. Thank you very much, Reese Quilford, and good luck in the coming days.
Thank you so much. Go, go Philippines.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.